Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, older people, at-risk groups and health and care workers are urged to get vaccinated and protect themselves against flu and COVID-19. Dr. Louise Marin is a consultant in public health medicine with the HSE National Immunisation Office, and she's here now in the studio. Hi, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
So, the weather has turned and we're all thinking about what's coming down the tracks for winter, and you're recommending that people get both vaccines. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely, Claire. And I am delighted with the opportunity to be here today to really remind people that it is that time of year again. And we are recommending that everybody in the risk groups get both COVID-19 and flu vaccines this winter. So just to say again, that is everybody aged 60 years and older. All those aged 6 months to 59 years with underlying medical conditions, all healthcare workers and all pregnant women. And really, it's just to remind everybody in those groups that vaccination is the best protection we have against the serious complications of both COVID-19 and flu. Mm-hmm. And vaccines are available from participating GPs and pharmacies, and you can get further information on hse.ie.
OK, and we'll talk about flu in a minute, but just on the COVID-19 vaccines, I mean, I think most of us, I think it's fair to say, we'll have sort of forgotten about the need for a COVID-19 vaccine. There has been an uptick in cases, though, lately, hasn't there?
Yes, absolutely, Claire. And, you know, we'd all wish that COVID-19 had gone away, but unfortunately it hasn't. There were over 500 cases last week alone, and just last winter, to say that there were over 7,000 hospitalisations due to COVID-19. So I really would encourage anybody in those groups to get vaccinated. Give yourself the best protection you can against COVID-19 and its complications. Your immunity will need that boost coming into the winter, and we really would encourage people to get vaccinated.
So the people then who would like a COVID-19 vaccine but they don't fall into the categories, what options available for them?
So anyone who's aged between 18 and 59 years who doesn't fall into one of those categories, they can get vaccinated. We would advise that they would have a discussion with their healthcare providers, so their GP, their pharmacist or their HSC vaccinator, just about the reasons why they might like to get vaccinated and have that discussion, but they can get vaccinated if they wish.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind people as well, there's always a gap between when you had the last COVID infection and when you can get the vaccine.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, Claire. Thanks for the opportunity to say that. So, yes, we would advise people to wait at least 3 months after having their last COVID-19 infection. But I would just like to say, for anybody in those risk groups who's recommended to have both COVID-19 and flu vaccines, don't delay your flu vaccine. Get your flu vaccine now and then get your COVID-19 vaccine when it's due, when the 3 months have passed.
OK, but for anyone who hasn't had an infection, they can have both vaccines together, can they?
Yes, they can. They can have them at the same time. And actually, we'd recommend people get them at the same time. It's a very convenient way to get vaccinated. You can get them into different arms. I know myself, when I got mine last year, I got the two of them at the same time, and it's a quick and easy and convenient way to get the best protection you can this winter.
Okay, and sometimes you have a sore arm, haven't you, after a vaccine? So, you know, have you two sore arms and a little bit of additional sickness the day after? Or
yes, we do advise people. I mean, if you do get the two of them together, absolutely, you can get a sore arm. You can feel a little bit off and tired the next day, maybe a bit of a headache. Some people will have no symptoms, but I can certainly say it's definitely preferable to either getting COVID or flu and getting seriously unwell with it over the winter. So we definitely would advise people to get the vaccines together.
So let's talk now about what you're most concerned about coming into the winter. What are you expecting to see?
So we definitely would expect to see COVID-19 numbers continue to rise, and we would expect to see flu circulating within our population. As I mentioned, last winter we had 7,000 hospitalisations with COVID, 4,000 hospitalisations with flu, and we usually see the cases begin to increase and then peak around the end of the year into the new year, so usually that after Christmas period, and we would certainly expect this year would be no different, and we do expect that those bugs will circulate and vaccination is the best protection.
And what about RSV?
Oh yes, Claire, thanks for the opportunity to mention that. RSV, and many parents I'm sure will be familiar with RSV, is causing bronchiolitis, that infection which can really affect little babies most severely. We would also expect to see RSV circulating in the population this winter, and last year there were 3,000 hospitalisations due to RSV, and about half of those were aged under one. So I would like to take the opportunity to remind people that we do at the moment have the RSV immunisation programme, which has been rolled out in our maternity hospitals. And RSV immunisation is available for babies in the early days of life, given by our midwife colleagues in the maternity hospitals. And it's an excellent way to protect your baby against the complications of RSV. And that's available to all babies born between the 1st of September this year and the 28th of February next year, to really provide that best protection against RSV during the season when we expect it to circulate.
Okay, and for those people who are in the older age category, I know in the UK, if you're over 75, you're entitled to an RSV vaccination. That's not the case here, though, is it?
No, it's not the case at the moment. For the moment, the immunisation programme is just for those newborn babies. I would like to say to people that we do keep this constantly under review. Our National Immunisation Advisory Committee is constantly looking at the updated evidence. And at the moment, HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, are undertaking a health technology assessment looking at RSV vaccination. So there may be future developments in this space, but also any developments will be informed by the evaluation of the current programme for babies. So I suppose my message really in relation to RSV is to encourage any pregnant woman listening today who may be having a baby over the next few weeks and months to speak to a trusted healthcare professional, look at hse.ie, inform yourself about the benefits of RSV immunisation to protect your baby.
Okay, but you can't go to your primary healthcare provider and say, I'd like a vaccine for RSV.
No. There's no vaccine for RSV available publicly at the moment.
All right, so let's talk about children then. We touched on the babies there and the RSV. The nasal flu vaccine is the one that we've been using over the last number of years for the flu, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And from next week, Monday the 7th of October, we're launching our nasal spray flu vaccine for all children aged 2 to 17 years. So all children in those age groups are recommended to get the nasal spray flu vaccine. And it's a really quick, effective, efficient and painless way to get children vaccinated against flu. Flu can be a really serious illness in children, and it's very hard to predict actually what children will get sick from flu. So we would recommend all parents go online, have a look, speak to your healthcare provider, get informed. I know that I'll be taking my two children to get vaccinated against flu this year, and it's just a great way to avoid another respiratory viral infection over the winter period in children.
There was a pilot programme in schools, wasn't there, last year, where some children were done in their schools. Is that being expanded
there
or done?
Claire. So this year we're delighted to be partnering with GP and pharmacy colleagues, and over 1,000 primary schools will be covered this year by GPs and pharmacists. All children will be eligible to get it, however, in the community with their GP and pharmacist. So we'd encourage parents, if they don't hear that the vaccine has been given in the school setting, they can still go to their own GP or pharmacist. And there's a pharmacy finder available online at hse.ie that gives details of all pharmacies delivering both COVID-19 and the injectable and intranasal flu vaccines this winter. So we'd really encourage people to take any and all of those opportunities to get vaccinated.
So every child between the age of 2 and 18?
Every child aged 2 to 17 years, exactly, Claire. Regardless of any underlying medical problems, we'd advise all children to get vaccinated.
There was disappointment, I think, in the levels of uptake in years up to this one, wasn't there? That people feel that they're a burden on GPs. Under the GPs we know are under a lot of pressure. There's a shortage of GPs in some areas, and people might feel that they shouldn't go and avail of that.
Well, certainly to address that, I suppose, speaking as a doctor and as a former GP myself, you know, really I can reassure parents that you are never a burden bringing a child for vaccination. Any doctor would far prefer to see a child, to give them something that might protect them from getting unwell over the winter seasons. And many GPs who are participating in the programme will indeed put on special clinics, which may be very convenient, you know, kind of walk-in vaccination clinics. I know that's how I got mine vaccinated in previous years. And of course, we also have the option of going to pharmacy colleagues in the community who are also administering the vaccine. So there's plenty of opportunities there. And I would never worry about feeling like a burden getting a vaccination. It's exactly the type of healthcare we want people to be using.
Okay. Healthcare workers, of course, the target of your message today as well. And there has been low enough uptake in that sector when it comes to vaccines too.
Yes, absolutely, Claire. And I really would like to send that message today that we are recommending all healthcare workers get vaccinated against both flu and COVID. I can really understand, you know, as a healthcare worker myself, it can be difficult to keep up to date with vaccines. And it does feel like this vaccine season rolls around quickly each year and healthcare workers are extremely busy. But nonetheless, you know, as healthcare workers, we really do have a high exposure risk to these viruses. Flu, for example, healthcare workers are 10 times more likely to get the flu. And of course, we can pass it on to the patients that we look after who may be vulnerable to the serious complications. So my message today is really to encourage healthcare workers to get vaccinated. There's details of healthcare worker vaccination clinics online. And of course, healthcare workers can also get the vaccine for free from their GP and pharmacist.
And hse.ie is the place to go for more information on vaccinations. That's Dr. Louise Maron. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.